This is a beautiful statement on karma. And they were taught the laws of life, that their treatment of others would return at last upon themselves. Those who cheat will be cheated. Those who slander will be slandered. For every lie you tell, you will be lied to. Brutality will be met with brutality. We get what we give, and to the same degree. And not always from the same people with whom we have dealt, but somewhere, sometime, someone will treat you in a like manner. The good that we do to others will return also. For your kindness to strangers, you will receive hospitality in far-off places yourself. Understand the troubles of others who come to you with their souls bared, and when you cry yourself, you will be sympathetically understood. We get what we give. Like always attracts like. This is the law, and it is inevitable. We cannot escape the results of our actions. We get what we give. Isn't that beautiful? Very beautiful. So today we're doing a few cyberspace questions, and the first one will come from me. The first cyberspace question we have today is, please tell us about Saivasadana Church activities. We don't hear much of that. As a result of attending as a delegate the United Nations Millennium Summit for Religious and Spiritual Leaders, we have decided to enter the interfaith arenas of the world and participate aggressively, proactively, and fully, especially among the Asian religions. We are interested in getting a coalition of the Asian religions to represent themselves at the ongoing United Nations summit activities of political leaders who have asked religious leaders for their advice, their counsel, and encouragement. I had a long talk yesterday with Bawa Jain, the General Secretary of the United Nations Summit for Religious and Spiritual Leaders, and we concluded that yes, we need to have the Asian religions represented very well at the Congress of Political Leaders so that their wisdom of karma and reincarnation and all the vital laws of the Asian religion's life could equally balance out what the Western religions have to say. Also, through our publication, the bi-monthly Hinduism Today, we are launching a news service, which is a public service, called Hindu Press International. This will come from the desk of Sinyasanara Mugaswamy, the managing editor of Hinduism Today, and it will appear on the email of religious editors, editors and managing editors of newspapers, small and large, worldwide. There'll be 3 to 4 news items, which will be short, and their sources will be also included, and it'll go out 5 times a week. Professors and educators, lecturers, and members of Saivasadana Church will also receive Hindu Press International daily news releases. So these are 2 new activities of Saivasadana Church.